USA News. I'm Richard Johnson.
This community needs to heal. It's been a terrible 24 hours.
California Congresswoman Judy Chu, who represents Monterey Park, the scene of that deadly shooting Saturday night that left 10 dead and another 10 wounded. Police say the suspect killed himself as he was surrounded by officers yesterday. Before that, he'd gone to a second location, but a man at that dance club saw the weapon, lunged at the suspect, and got away. Authorities say Brandon Say saved many lives. Germany says it will now not object if Poland sends some of its German-made Leopard tanks to Ukraine. The former Supreme Allied Commander for NATO, retired U.S. Navy Admiral James Stradvitas, says Leopard tanks would change a lot.
It would make Vladimir Putin's problems much worse logistically. It would be an enormous symbolic value, and it would have real military consequences.
The verdict is guilty for Richard Barnett. He's the Arkansas man in the famous photo from January 6th, showing him with his feet up on then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk. The jury found Barnett guilty of all eight counts. The Food and Drug Administration is considering the idea of an annual COVID shot. That means studying the known COVID strains through the summer, then coming up with a vaccine to best deal with them. That's how the flu vaccine has worked for many years. Spotify is the latest tech company to announce big layoffs. The music streaming service is letting go about 600 employees, or 6% of its workforce. Swedish-based Spotify has hundreds of U.S. workers. Speaking of layoffs, after being blasted as gender-neutral, woke, and size-shaming, M&M says it's done for now with its cartoon Spokes Candies. In a statement, M&M's says it's putting the Spokes Candies on indefinite pause and will roll out a new ad campaign starring actress Maya Rudolph. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The religious broadcaster Daystar has lost its appeal over videos it produced that claim vaccines cause autism. That is not so, and the streaming service Vimeo had removed Daystar's videos on the subject. Daystar sued and lost, and now the Supreme Court has declined to hear that case. Majority of adults in the U.S. say the government should ensure that all Americans have health care. The survey by Gallup finds 57% of those responding support the idea. Same survey shows 53% want the system based on private insurance. And the number falls on party lines. 72% of Democrats favor a government-run system. 13% of Republicans say that. New York City's mayor says they're running out of room to shelter migrants. Eric Adams says even so, they keep coming.
Even with the temporary order in place at the border, we are still seeing large numbers that are coming, not only through buses, but through airports and other means.
Adams says the city will start using a cruise ship terminal in Brooklyn to house as many as 1,000 single men who've sought asylum in the USA. As for the hunt for even more space,
but we are in conversations with the federal government to utilize federally controlled spaces in the New York State area.
Adams says the city continues to surpass both its moral and legal obligations to meet the needs of people who arrive in New York City. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSync. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.